on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transnet says the equipment upgrade at the Durban container terminals will play a significant role in reducing carbon emissions. The logistics entity unveiled new pieces of equipment, including 20 straddle carriers yesterday. Dean Woodley, a chief engineer at Transnet, says the 3.4 billion rand investment is part of the company's plans to improve operational efficiency at the Durban port. He says they made the decision to go with diesel-electric hybrid equipment because it's better for the environment.
It actually reduces the burning of fuels. It depends more on stored energy, so it has a larger capacity bank in terms of capacitor banks. So it stores the energy and it utilizes electrical energy to drive the entire operations of the machine. So the less fuel burning, the better for the environment, and also in terms of the cost to maintain and also to run the machine in this fashion.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers says local government is working on a plan to secure more funds for disaster repairs. On Wednesday, five people, including three children, lost their lives after heavy rains triggered flash floods in Lamontville, south of Durban. Nine people died last week when torrential downpours battered eThekwini, Abakolusi and Ugu. Rogers has acknowledged the limited funds available for disaster relief, but says the province can tap into reserves. He was speaking at a media briefing in Maritzburg yesterday.
But I also believe that certain departments within their own budgets do have limited resources to be able to address some of the challenges. I also think it's vitally important what the Premier said. We need to recognize the challenges of climate change, and we need to build resilient housing and infrastructure and ensure that where projects are now built, that they're not in floodplains where people can lose their lives, as we've seen over this past week.
And in Gauteng, Gautrain says its bus service is still up and running, but with fewer vehicles at some stations. This follows the dismissal of some 200 bus drivers on Wednesday. Concerns were reportedly raised of unworthy vehicles and operators working without the proper permits. Gautrain's Kesegi Nayaga says management and transport have been discussing the issue.
All Gautrain buses are fully registered and have valid licenses as well as certificates of roadworthy. Not all buses have valid operating licenses, and we have been in discussions with the Department of Roads and Transport to expedite the issuance of these operating licenses. We have issued workers who have embarked on an illegal work stoppage with notices of dismissal.
A recap of our lead story. Transnet says the equipment upgrade at the Durban container terminals will play a significant role in reducing carbon emissions. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.